Amazing Funding Drive donors. Thank you so much.
CFRC's Funding Drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
To my friends back home that I never see, I just want to die, but I can't bear to leave you or to see you either. But now I can't hear you all the way from up here. I started to see you and I thought I'd disappear. She gave me the side eye I didn't expect in a positive way. That was a problem, 'cause now I'm here on my own today. But that day I was dreaming. I fell loose when I met her, changed me for the better, but he weighed her down with the weight of somebody else on my mind.
Yeah. back rooms of the world all night. Wasting your days, chasing some girls, all right, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, the star-powered radio show airing weekly Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 CFRC. I'm your host, the mystical Miss Marika, and I'm so excited to be joining you tonight for all kinds of horoscopes and chit-chat. That song you just heard was called Kaput by Destroyer, and it's been my absolute number one most streamed song recently. I love it so, so much. Previously, or before that, was Sunny Day in January by Holly Hyatt, and before that was Side Eye by Nature TV, and there will be even more fun indie jams this week. I'm really excited about the lineup for tonight, so I hope you are too. But first, we have some horoscopes to get into. It's kind of an interesting week. Venus has been acting up. There have been all kinds of different changes as a result of that, and we have a full moon tomorrow, which is so, so fun. Hopefully you've been noticing her in the night sky in the last week or so. It's been just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The weather here in Kingston, Ontario has been spectacular. Just sunny, generally very warm, kind of surprisingly warm. Last year it snowed on Halloween, and we're almost halfway through November, and I haven't seen a single flake, so I'm getting a little bit nervous, but I'm also very, very excited for snow to come. I'm very much in the holiday spirit already, so I think a nice blanket of snow would really solidify that for me. First, we have Aries. Aries is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive. They enjoy competitions that demonstrate their skill and athletic prowess. They're bold, they're first to act. Aries, beware of mixing business and pleasure this week. An important and life-changing career update awaits you if you're able to approach it with tact and grace. You can easily shoot for the stars. Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive, concerned with earthly and sensual delights. They're stable, they make good partners. Taurus, if you give in to the strong urge to travel this week, you will find romance and new connections around every corner. You may feel like you're acting in direct conflict with your homebody Taurus sensibilities, but trust your gut and don't be afraid to escape your current pad for a little while. And finally, Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They blend in well in any social situation. They are very resourceful. They take what they want. Gemini, if your partner isn't matching your freak, cut them loose. It's been far too long, and it's time for you to ascend to new personal heights without the baggage. Don't worry if you're feeling a little antisocial or out of sorts this week. It will pass. Also, buy a new scarf. I think that's kind of a horoscope for everybody, but Gemini specifically, you could use another little creature comfort. Coming up next, we have a couple of songs, including Weird Fishes by Leanna LaHavis. This is a cover of Radiohead's Weird Fishes that I love, love, love. I think it's so cool. I'm a big sucker for a really good cover. Like, if it's distinctly unique from the original, while it still pays homage to the original, but it totally represents a new style of sound or interpretation, like, I will eat that up every time. We also have Resolutions by Una Rose and Love is Everywhere by Magdalena Bay, which may be my second most streamed song recently. I'm really, really, really loving Magdalena Bay's album that came out over the summer, and this is one of my favorite tracks from it, so I hope you enjoy. And then we'll be back for even more chit-chat and horoscopes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernooy, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC. Crazy not to follow
You say you can.
Like, tell me that wasn't such a fun jam. I don't know. I'm a huge, huge fan of Love Is Everywhere. Our next horoscopes are Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Cancer is a water sign born between June 21st and July 21st. They are sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, emotional, and creative. Cancer, you will be drawn to creative collaboration with a romantic interest this week, and something cool will come out of it. You may feel boundaries blurring as you're drawn further into the social sphere. Don't fight this and embrace the change. Leo is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo is bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident. They stand out. They have big personality. They're very warm. Leo, self-care should be the focus this week, especially if you've been shelving personal priorities in favor of a healthy social life over the past couple of weeks. Beware an invitation to get close to a body of water anytime in the next month. It will not end well. And finally, Virgo is an earth sign born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Virgo is hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble, skilled. They're good communicators. Virgo, all eyes will be drawn to you this week. Use this to pursue a fun new romantic endeavor, take your relationship to the next level, flourish on stage in the spotlight, or even just get the group laughing at a social event. You are the star of the show. Don't shy away from the attention and use it to get what you want. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Burn in the USA by Hank Sullivan, First Love Never Die by Soko, and New Love's Mortal Coil by Amara, and then we will be back for even more horoscopes. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Atlanta. Boston to Richmond in a train.
Amara is a Canadian indie group that I recently got into, but they are so, so good. And if you haven't checked them out, that last song, New Love's Mortal Coil, was by them. So good. Cannot recommend it enough. Our next couple horoscopes are Leo, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Oh, sorry, Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. My bad. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. They are active, energetic, intellectual, aesthetic, fantastical, charming, and graceful. Libra, home decor will bring you immense amounts of joy, particularly if you focus on the little luxuries in your life that keep you energized and feeling festive. You will have many opportunities to entertain over the next couple of months, so get a good cocktail recipe or two in your back pocket. Scorpio is a water sign born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpio is mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, courageous, sensitive, dependable. Scorpio, a striking new romantic connection will enter your life this week. However, you will run hot and cold because of Venus's short cycle, so don't draw anyone out of the friend zone unless you think they have the potential to last. Say yes to every social opportunity. You never know where you'll meet the next great romantic conquest. And finally, Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag is known for their blunt truth. They're very personable. They have no poker face. They're exuberant, adventurous, outgoing. They have a strong sense of personal integrity. Sagittarius, you've been moving at the speed of light lately, and it's been taking its toll on your mental health and personal life. Take a deep breath and consider the possibility you may actually be subject to burnout, just like the rest of us, and have patience if you feel yourself slowing down this week. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Year of Nothing by The Matinee and Begin Again by City and Color, and then we will be back for our final three horoscopes of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernooy, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Like a record skipping, like a work of fiction. I don't remember just who I was, how to run without tripping. Crazy days we're living in. Spell,
you can all go to hell. If I haven't lost my mind, I will be just fine. And all this passes, you can kiss my ass. I'm just passing through.
Cheers, horse.
Cheers, horse.
One, two, three.
It's been a long time since I felt peace in my mind. Through cold, dark days, I've been holding the line. Seems all my friends are stuck in this passing strange, and there ain't no relief in this dying game. This hungry beast, it will continue to feed. It cares not for your heart, and it offers no sympathy. I've grown so tired of this boundless race. So let the wind and the water take me away. 'Cause I loved you once, I will love you again. I knew you as you were, but I've come to understand. So leave the worry. Joy will come along with the morning sun, but it's starless tonight, and this grief, it weighs a ton. And I know this world was more than you could bear, so save me a seat at your table. I will meet you there. 'Cause I peace in my mind. It's been a long time since I felt peace in my mind. But there on the horizon, I can see the light.
Our final three horoscopes for tonight are Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal, determined. They're great partners. Capricorn, your romantic and creative impulses will be on overdrive this week, and you will feel absolutely in your element. Enjoy a messy moment in the spotlight and embrace the hedonism that comes with just enjoying life and freewheeling towards the end of the year. Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. Aquarius is esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, humanitarian, and inspirational. Aquarius, relax. Everything about your lifestyle, mindset, and boundaries has been rigid and prickly lately. Have you been white-knuckling life? Take a break and indulge in some sweet creature comforts this week. Taking a moment to pause and breathe out may be just what you need and will resolve some serious physical health issues that have been bubbling under the surface. And finally, Pisces is a water sign born between February 18th and March 19th. Pisces is dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, intuitive, friendly, and calm. Pisces, don't try too hard to please people this week and think about prioritizing your wants and goals over any specific agenda as the week winds down. You have all the time in the world to do all the things you want, so pace yourself and set realistic deadlines to carry you through the end of fall. And that concludes our 12 horoscopes for the night. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. I always have so much fun here on Zodiac Chiller. It's just a silly, goofy kind of way to wrap up the week. Hopefully, this is a staple on your Thursday night routine, or if you're listening to this in the archives, that's totally okay. Just a reminder that Zodiac Chiller airs every single week from 7 to 8 p.m. on Thursday. You can listen on 101.9 FM in the Kingston local area, or you can listen online through CFRC's website at cfrc.ca. I'm Miss Marijke, and I have had so much fun chatting the astrological chat with you tonight. Thank you for listening. This has been Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Dreamed about killing you again last night, and it felt alright to me. Dying on the banks of Embarcadero skies, I sat and watched you leave. Buried you alive in a fireworks display, raining down on. Dry pages was all I tried to say. But the wind blew me back via Chicago in the middle of the night. And all without flight at the crush of veils and starlight.
Crawling is screw fast to lash, I blow it with care.
kisses. I rest my head on a pillowy star at a cracked old moon. This is a